with me.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
All right, Paul Ramos sitting in for Terry Overlander this morning with the Garden Show. And on the phone with us is Dwayne Hasted of Heather Nursery. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, Paul, and good morning to all the horticulture gardeners out there. If anybody has any questions, I sure encourage them to give a jingle, Paul, or new technologies we have these days.
That's right. Well, you can give us a phone call here at the radio station. Maynard's here to answer that, 598-7301 with any garden question that you might have. And I haven't talked to you for a while, Dwayne. How's it going?
Okay. Been busy doing landscaping projects. We've been really busy with that. With all the water, we've been putting dirt and rock around a lot of people's houses and doing a lot of planting. The boys have been planting trees. They've been putting up retaining walls. Patios and steps, and do landscaping, you know, with the trees and shrubs. And so here's my little theme. Fall is for planting, so fall is a good time because it cools off a little bit, Paul.
Yep.
And bushes rut better in the fall, and so it's a good time to think about your fall landscaping plan.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that's a big part of your business, isn't it, Dwayne?
Yep, we do a lot of landscaping, so if people are interested in that, we can give them some ideas, or if they want to, most of our bushes and landscaping supplies are over in Montevideo.
Okay.
So, if they want to come over and look or whatever, we have some gorgeous looking hydrangeas right now. There's one called Vanilla Strawberry, which is a cone-shaped flower that is kind of creamy color, then turns pink, and we have one planted out in our display here. She is gorgeous right now. Another bush that's really as fun is a tiger eye sumac. It's a golden color and it's starting to turn a little pink, so it's kind of a fun plant.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Hey, we haven't
done the program for a long time, and I can't believe even been listening to you on the radio, Paul, that today is the first, kickoff for the fall season of sports. And
you're
doing the volleyball game tonight.
Yeah, I'll be over in Dawson tonight. Coach Andrea Lee, first-year coach Andrea Lee, and the Blackjacks host Ortonville. And looking forward to that, Dwayne. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit before the show, and you were down at the football field, and Dawson Boyd's got new uniforms, so that's always kind of cool.
Yeah, they look sharp, that's for sure. It's going
to
be...
But back to... Good year. It should be fun.
Yeah, it will be. All right, we've got a couple questions here, Dwayne. The phone's ringing off the hook here, so here we go. Kind of an interesting question here. Does the wildfire smoke affect the growing of plants outside? You got the wildfire smoke from the Canada coming in. You know, we have advisories once in a while.
Yep.
And does it affect the growing of plants outside?
Well, if you think about it, if they have an advisory for people that's affecting people, it's obviously affecting plants too, because they they convert oxygen into the nutrients that they need in plants. So probably if it doesn't get any worse than it is right now, it probably doesn't have a big effect on it, but it does affect the plants. And I would say closer you are to that source, the thicker the
interesting
the fire, Yeah, it's not helping. If you even, the volcanic ash, or if you listen to some of these programs on TV when, we had eruptions or meteors or whatever, and all that pollution went over the world, it killed the plants too. So I'm not saying it's going to kill anything out there, but it's going to slow them back. But this year with all the rain, things are growing like crazy, so you wouldn't think that's hurting them at all.
Right.
Especially the weeds too.
Right.
And I know you have another question there, and it's about weeds, so.
Yep.
What's that one?
Yeah, let's go with that one. Here's our next question. My yard is more crabgrass than grass. What should I put on it, and how can I get rid of it, and when should I do it?
Now, those are a lot of questions there. And crabgrass, first of all, is the flatter grass that has seed pods on it that look like crab claws. That's where the name comes from, crab. And it's flat. It's really moist. Like when you mow your lawn, can't hardly do it because it's so wet because that crabgrass holds in the moisture. The tropics, like Hawaii, that's what their lawns are, is crabgrass.
Okay.
Here, it's an annual grass. That means that it dies out and it doesn't like cold weather, so at first frost, that plant will die. That means you're going to have a dead big piece of crabgrass in your lawn. That's not good. You can spray for killing crabgrass right now with a product called Quincept, but it's probably not worth your money because Mother Nature's going to kill it with the first frost. But next spring, you definitely have to put a crabgrass preventer down. Okay? There's many different kinds. Prodamamine is one. And there's a few other ones, but that's usually mixed with fertilizer, and you spread that over your lawn.
Okay.
And this year, it's been so hot and humid and rainy that crabgrass, the crabgrass preventer is supposed to last all year. The way the weather has been, it probably wouldn't have been a bad idea to put it on twice this year, because it just went crazy.
Yeah, it did.
And that's because of the weather, yeah. It's all over. Even in lawns that have been treated, have crabgrass this year.
Okay.
The tough one.
Yep. Go ahead.
If it dies off, and it turns purple, so you have purple spots on your lawn, probably might need to dethatch the lawn to get that crabgrass out and then reseed your lawn and put fertilizer on. If you do that this spring or next spring. If you don't have crabgrass or you've killed your crabgrass or you have lawn area that you are going to seed, one of my mottos over the many years is before you go to the state fair, you should seed your lawn, and the state fair has started, so you're going to put grass seed out there. It's a good time to do that.
Oh, now's a good time to put grass seed down in your lawn, huh?
It's the best time of the whole year, that third, fourth week of August, because, warm days, cooler nights, that's ideal for growing cool season grasses like bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescue grass is kind of the mixture is available around this area. That's what you plant.
Okay.
Bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescues are in our mixes. And this is a great time to be doing that. Fall,
okay.
Fall's the time to, if you're going to spend money on your lawn, fall's a good time to do that. Except for that crabgrass problem, you got to do that in the spring.
Okay, so do you have to water the heck out of it then right away? Since we're going to have 90-degree temperatures next week, it looks like.
Well, it's probably not going to germinate in the 90-degree temperatures, but when it gets cooler, it still cools off at night. And one of the reasons you're doing it in the fall is we have fall rains. This year you could have probably about done it any time in our area.
Okay.
With all the moisture we've had.
Right, yep. Yeah, we've had a lot of moisture. It's kind of spotty, though, around the area. No, down by...
It is.
Down by Worthington. My brother lives in Worthington. Boy, they've got way more rain than we do, so...
I heard some places down by Porter this last rain had up to 7 inches again.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you don't need that. Yeah. But then if you go... little bit into South Dakota, the corn is really short and brown already. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it is spotty, but right around here, we've had a lot of rain.
Right.
And that has created some problems. You see mold and mildew on a lot of plants, if that white, the white substance on the leaves. And if you have that, it'd be good to have some good air circulation. Wouldn't be a bad idea to prune your plants so you get new growth coming back. And now is a good time to be pruning, too, especially if you've had all this growth and a lot of your bushes are out of hand. Good time to cut them back.
Okay. All right, here's another question for you, Duane. Should fern leaf peonies be cut back, or what should be done with them?
Fern leaf peony is a special peony flower that they also call it the Memorial Day peony. Flowers are called Memorial Day. It's a red. What you want to do with your peonies in general is that the garden peonies and the fern leaf peonies all come up from the ground up. So if they've yellowed down or have some diseases on, I'd cut them to the ground, 2-3 inches high,
And do it right now, I mean?
You can do it right now. If they've turned yellow, same way with bleeding hearts. If they turned yellow, they're not dead. They've gone dormant, okay? That means they'll come up next year. Perennials, as we refer to them, are plants that are herbaceous, and they die back down to the ground and come up every year. Perennials, yeah, shrubs are perennials, trees are perennials, but that means, you know, they come back every year.
Oh, okay.
Bleeding hearts, peonies, few plants like that go dormant. They're not dead. Okay?
Okay.
So if they've yellowed down, the leaves have turned yellow, cut them off.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard Terry talk this morning on Dawson as he goes for his morning walk. He said he couldn't believe a number of trees that are already turning.
That's kind of crazy. A lot of some of them turning.
Why is that?
Some of them aren't turning because of the weather. Some of them are turning because of bugs and diseases.
Okay.
There's a few autumn blaze maples that are always one of the first ones to turn yellow or turn red, orange.
Mm-hmm.
Some trees are turning yellow, but that probably is the lack of nutrients because all the rain we've had, and nitrogen doesn't stay in the soil very easy, so it's probably not a bad idea to give them some fertilizer.
Okay.
The other thing that's really bad out there that I've seen is Dutch elm disease has been doing its thing again, and a lot of American elms are losing their leaves and aren't looking good, and some of the ash trees, they call it ash decline, or I don't know if you want to say there's emerald ash borer here and all, but some of the ash trees don't look so good. And one of the worst trees is the spruce trees is losing its needles.
Hmm.
It was losing its needles on the outside of the tree and actually got a kind of a pinky tinge to it. That's
okay.
A fungus disease. But one of the things that people get worried about at this time of the year, Paul, is that they're evergreens from, you know, your needled evergreens, your arborvitae type thing. This is the time they start shedding their leaves or their needles. They lose their third year needles, so the inside needles on an evergreen tree start falling off now.
Okay.
That's not a disease. That's just Mother Nature. That's the way it works.
Wow.
You know, apple tree loses its leaves, or shade tree loses its leaves. In the middle of August, evergreens start losing their older needles.
Hmm. Okay. Is there any way to treat trees? Can you inject them with something,
yep,
or put something around them? Or
with the evergreens and a whole lot of other trees, we've been doing sprayer. I have a backpack sprayer that we mix a product called XL and a fertilizer and spray on those trees. And that sure helps stop that fungus problem anyway.
Okay. Good.
And?
Well, we're just about out of time.
We can't be out of time. Yeah, we got to talk about the county fair. Lackbarrow County Fair is just around the corner, so please exhibit there. That's always fun. And the state fair is going on, so go to the horticulture building, taste all the great apples there. Zestar is the apple that's is ripe now in Minnesota, so they'll have a lot of Zestar apples there.
Okay.
Make sure you support the fairs and locally grown things. Check out your farmer's market.
Yep. And I'm sure we'll be doing the garden show from the Lackbarrow County Fairgrounds once again this year, huh?
Yeah, we'll sure see about that. We'll talk about that, Paul.
Okay. Yeah, always looking forward to a good fair at Lackbarrow. They do a good job,
oh,
the,
yeah,
fair board there. So
they do an excellent job,
yep,
over there. And enjoy the planters on Main Street of Madison and the hanging baskets, also in Dawson, also in Montevideo. They look great this year. Old people have done hard work keeping those watered and fertilized. They look really good.
All right. Dwayne, thanks a lot, and good doing the garden show with you again.
Okay. See you, Paul, yep, and take care.
All right.